This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation steamrolled Americans in its fastest 12-month pace in nearly 40 years. The Consumer Price Index, an inflation gauge that measures costs across dozens of items, rose 7% in December from a year ago. President Biden, in a planned Atlanta, Georgia speech Tuesday, called on the United States Senate to remove the filibuster and allow a simple majority to pass voting legislation, taking away the state's rights to handle their own elections. Biden's bill would make sure all elections from now on are run by the folks in Washington, D.C.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster from this.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Just in time for Mardi Gras, a mask mandate.
The city of New Orleans is reinstating a mask mandate just weeks before the start of Mardi Gras as a way of stopping a surge in COVID-19 cases. Health Director Jennifer Avenjo saying hospitalizations have risen by a factor of 7.
There are no beds. If you go to an emergency department right now, expect to wait 6, 10, 12 hours to be seen just to get back to the emergency department.
A city spokesman saying on Tuesday that the action is needed to allow parades to roll through the famed French Quarter. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A medevac helicopter carrying a child patient crash-landed outside Philadelphia Tuesday afternoon, but all four people on board are expected to survive in what officials called an absolute miracle. The crash took place roughly 1 p.m. near United Methodist Church in Delaware County on its way to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia from Maryland. Everyone was able to get out of the completely destroyed helicopter. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Dr. Fauci was once again grilled on Capitol Hill about his response to the pandemic. Testifying before Republican lawmakers Tuesday, Senator Rand Paul disclosed an email that describes Fauci attempting to quash critics of the Wuhan lab leak probability. It should be noted Fauci told lawmakers in the past that gain-of-function research was not being conducted at the Wuhan lab that Fauci's organization was giving money to. That statement was later discounted as a gain-of-function research was being conducted at the Wuhan lab. Tennessee Republican Congresswoman Diana Harshbarger on Fox News is a former pharmacist and weighs in.
You're only going to be presented one side in this, and thank goodness that Rand Paul, he is a physician. You know, he had a disagreement with Roger Marshall yesterday. These are colleagues of mine in the doctor's caucus, and for him to say he is the science and discard any other disagreement with him, that's wrong for this country. That's wrong for the world, basically. When they say follow the science, follow the true science. He always diverts, going back to personal attacks or whatever. He doesn't want to answer the real question, and that's a huge problem. And, you know, if there's anything we can do to push forward the studies that are true, tried and true, they won't even discuss natural immunity when it comes comes to this virus. There's so much information out there. How can the American public know who to trust? It's either you're a truth seeker or you're seeking political power.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have the founder of Election Forum and the president of the Creative Direct Marketing Group, Huey Report and Reality Alert, the one and only Craig Huey joins us now. Hey, Craig, Happy New Year, my friend.
Bill, Happy New Year. It's so good to be with you.
I always appreciate our time together, and especially on this topic that we're going to talk about. This is something that has been coming up more and more often, and that is the amount of debt that we're accumulating here. And, how much of that debt, Craig, is because of political payoffs and buying votes and that sort of thing, as opposed to true infrastructure or things that the people really need. And it seems that I know people like to always say in a broad brush sort of way that both parties are guilty of it, but it would appear that the Democrats are better than Republicans when it comes to, paying off their political favors. And they do it with the people's money, which is, I think, just disgusting on its face.
You know, Bill, your listeners need to understand something very important. When we hear about these billions and billions of dollars being spent on programs, we think they're actually going for something that's going to be productive. But here is the dirty little secret that is hidden from most people's view, is that billions of these dollars are actually going to help the Democrat socialists win the upcoming election. Billions of these dollars are being used for political purposes to transform our culture and our politics into more of a socialist, secular society.
Exactly.
And most people do not understand how this money is being spent. And under the Biden administration, basically what has happened, Bill, is that carrying over what took place under the Obama administration, but
exactly.
Biden was on steroids. And that is that they identify nonprofit radical organizations and they give them taxpayers' money for different types of purposes. For example, let me give you an example, Bill. Community health centers. Wherever your listeners are right now, there are community health centers that receive taxpayers' money. And these are really started 20 years ago as political action committees to be able to promote socialized medicine, to register people to vote for socialized medicine, to be able to organize local communities to campaign for Democrat candidates supporting their objectives. And now they're getting millions and millions of dollars. And they're not the only one. There's all kinds of ethnic community, nonprofits. There's a variety of groups that are getting basically slush funds. They're getting money that is unethical and immoral, but completely legal.
Yes. Well, and that's so much of the way the economy of the Beltway works. It's the ultimate quid pro quo. It is by design, and the people have they've just not been aware of it because it's so massive that there's hardly you can hardly keep up. We have Adam Angieski on with some regularity. He's got to open the books, and he's all over with FOIA requests to try to get down to the bottom of this to find out where this money is going through. And what it all comes down to is just like I said, they're buying votes. They're protecting their own interest. And of course, the people are starting to get this, Craig, especially with the teachers union. And during this pandemic here, we've given them all this money so that the schools should be opened up. And then you ask administration, and Jen Psaki says, well, yeah, we gave them the money, but, we're not holding them accountable. We they just get to spend that money however way they want. It has nothing to do with reopening the schools, but they're happy to take the money and spend it, right?
Oh, it would make your listeners sick if they saw, for example, billions of dollars being spent, to rescue education. Instead, it goes to people who are training people and actually going to the school districts and going to the teachers and going to the students to teach critical race theory.
Exactly.
Marxist racism. Mm-hmm. And this money is being used to propagate an ideology to be able to indoctrinate students. And instead of giving the, so-called protection from COVID, it's being used for these political purposes.
Of course.
And this is such a immoral tragedy. That money is being taken out of our listeners' pockets, put into political purposes to transform the next election, and we're the victim.
And exactly.
America's the victim. And it's because of not having accountability for all this money. And it's when you're dealing with billions and you're dealing with a bureaucracy. Bill, can I mention one other thing? We talk about all this money going to these radical organizations that are taxpayers' money. But then there's other things that are done as well. The regulatory agencies are bloated, filled with lifetime bureaucrats who have a political, ideological purpose. And what they're doing is they're pushing a political agenda from the bureaucracy. And so your taxpayers' money goes to the bureaucracy, and then you have all these lawyers filing lawsuits for liberal causes. Then you have all this money going to regulatory actions that are promoting, whether it be climate change or some type of political agenda, it's being done through the regulatory agencies.
Right.
So you've got a twin problem of taxpayers' money being wasted on political activity, and then you've got the regulatory waste that goes on. It's a nightmare that needs to be unraveled, and for the future of America, for the sake of the upcoming election, every one of your listeners needs to say, enough is enough. I'm not going to passively allow this to happen. I'm going to make sure I'm going to be instrumental in changing the election outcome so this type of travesty stops.
Well, the thing is, it requires all hands on deck, Craig, unlike what happened in 2020. It was only the Democrats that had, 600-plus attorneys going in, attacking all these states to make sure they got their will be done over the people's will, over the laws of these individual states. And the Republicans were passive, and they failed to react. I think they seem to be doing a better job. I keep asking questions, and they keep telling me things. Well, we'll know for sure at the midterm what happens there if they're able to get away. And I say the Democratic Party, is able to get away with the shenanigans that they got away with so far in 2020, although some things are coming to light. And that's the thing about the truth, Craig Huey, is that you cannot hold back the truth. Eventually, it will come out. And look at Raffensperger, who is Secretary of State for Georgia, who told Donald Trump and everybody, including the mainstream media, there was nothing there, it was maybe two or three people. It was inconsequential. Forget about the fact that we had more votes than population. That's irrelevant. It wouldn't have changed anything. And then all of a sudden now he's seeing the video evidence of people stuffing the ballot box in the wee hours of morning between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning. And now he goes, well, this is problematic. Maybe we need to look into it. Well, let's pick it up from there. We come back and we've got more from Craig Huey after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here along with Craig Huey from electionforum.com. He is the president of Creative Direct Marketing Group and the Huey Report and Reality Alert. Craig, real quick, while I'm thinking of it, tell everybody how they can be a subscriber of the Reality Alert Report that you put forth all the time and keeping us aware of what's going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. Listen, I come up with detailed, specific information like we're talking about in Reality Alert, information you won't find elsewhere, and research from a Christian biblical worldview, and it deals with economics and politics and the persecuted church and so many different things. And they can go to electionforum.com, and be able to subscribe to the newsletter. And it's free. And then they get election updates, too. We tell you who to vote for the different candidates, the judges. We even talk about the judges. So it's a real valuable service that every one of your listeners can subscribe to.
Well, we appreciate all the great work that you've been doing over the years to this end, Craig, because it is keeping us educated. As my good friend John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute always says, that it is education that precedes action. And we want to make sure that action that we follow up on is the right action against the right issue. And this is what, you know, people are starting to realize right now, is that these bureaucrats are spending our money. And, you know, and really this is an extension of what happened with Barack Obama. I mean, that initial stimulus program, I think it was in 2009, the, you know, trillions of dollars, I think it was $1 trillion that was earmarked. Most of that money went to pay off political favors, as reported by Peter Schweitzer. He said that for every dollar that these bundlers, every dollar that these bundlers put together for Obama's campaign, they got 25,000 return on investment. I mean,
and that's,
that is
worse right now. It's worse right now, Bill. And so it is sad. So look at it this way. Every one of the listeners, they're seeing the effects of this overspending and this debt by going to the store, going to the gas pumps. Whatever you're doing, you're seeing prices rise, because as we overspend, as we don't take in the tax money to cover the spending, you're going to have inflation. As this inflation continues, the prices go up. But far, far more significant is the debt that's been incurred, which is a debt on everybody and on our kids and our grandkids. And it affects everything, that the interest rates we're paying, we're giving bankers and lenders, investors money, taxpayers money, instead of going for national defense, instead of going for a better judicial society system. It's going wasted, paying national debt. And as soon as the interest rates go up, that percentage of payment is going to skyrocket, and it's going to be devastating. And so these are unseen consequences of irresponsibility that's coming out of the Democrat socialist mentality, that they don't believe in what everybody knows. If you have a dollar, you better not spend $1.50, because you go into debt.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, the households of America understand this quite clearly, but somehow our government has convinced us that somehow that's okay. It's not okay, ladies and gentlemen, and we're starting to feel the pain right now. As Craig said, you know, all that we're seeing right now with the gas prices going up, inflation, which hits everybody, all these are Democratic policies, and Joe Biden could care less. Where have you heard any kind of conciliation, any kind of, you know, pivot away? Now it's, hey, let's talk about January 6th. Let's talk about voter reform. Let's talk about all these other things that matter so little in the grander picture of our economy.
Yeah, and this whole voter reform, you have Joe Biden going to Georgia, being able to talk about the need to stop legitimate elections, attacking the tightening of the laws that happened in Georgia. What Georgia did was right. What Georgia did helps make the elections more fair and objective for Democrats or Republicans. It is something that needs to be taking place, and it needs to take place across the United States. So Georgia did right in having some of the tough voter requirements to make sure that fraud doesn't take place. And yet, again, going back to the idea of taxpayers' money, the Department of Justice has contacted every county and every state that's tried to tighten its security of the elections and threaten them with lawsuits.
Yes, that's ridiculous. Right.
And those doing the audits, individuals volunteering for audits get letters from the Department of Justice demanding personal information and threatening them with jail time because they're voluntarily trying to prove if there was illegal ballot harvesting or illegal election activity. This is wrong. This is a misuse of taxpayers' money, but this is happening today.
You see, and this is what's all coming to a head, Craig Huey. The people have had it. We, the people, are going to be responding. They're going to see something in the midterms that's, you know, pretty dramatic. And this is why the left is freaking out right now, is that the veil is being pulled back. Whether we're talking about COVID, whether we're talking about the economy, the military, educational system. I mean, for all the money we put in the educational system and the money that was earmarked to keep schools open and the vaccine that was supposed to work, which at the end of the day, here we are going into our third year and we're finding out, you know, the vaccine really isn't working. Not in the way that Joe Biden said it was going to work, that it was going to be the cure-all to everything. I mean, it participates. It helps in the process, but it is not the end-all and be-all that he presented or maybe hoped that it would be so that he could do an end zone dance and said, see, I'm the one. I'm the one who defeated COVID. But now he's resigned himself to tell everybody, look, if you want the answer to defeating COVID, you need to Google it.
Yeah. You know, the tangled web of lies were built upon hopes, dreams, and wishes, not reality, not science, not testing, not verification of scientific theory. It was a hope and a wish. And the truth now is coming through. We're learning about the truth about from vaccines, the masks, the social distancing, plastic barriers that people have, you know, all the different things that people said was the truth is proving to be false and wrong, and the truth is coming out. But here's the major lesson we learned. It was the health bureaucrats and the Democrat socialist politicians united in opposing their ideas and their phony truth on everybody. And everybody had to comply, and everybody was thinking, oh, this is truth. And it turned out to be a lie. But
exactly.
That part, people could not voluntarily decide. The money was forced out of taxpayers to pay for this stuff. And then they were required by law to be obedient right. to lies. And that's what's coming about as being an expose of historic proportions. And the underlying reality is this is why big government, this is why socialism, this is why the bureaucratic state is such a failure. Because
it'll never work. It never works. Exactly. It never works. It will never work. I mean, that's what history has proven time and again, Craig Huey.
Yes. Yep. It's a lesson of history that we learned from Nazi Germany, which was a socialist country, from fascist Italy, a socialist country, from the old Soviet Union, socialist country. What we see in Venezuela today, and Cuba, and North Korea, and communist China today, the failure of central planning, the failure of bureaucrats, the failure of not allowing people to be free and make their own personal decisions, respecting individual liberty, protecting people's rights.
Yeah, they've messed up our educational system. What do we rank, 27th? Look at what they've done with healthcare, and we want to entrust them with elections. Gosh.
Yeah.
Experience should tell us all that we need to know. Craig Huey from electionforum.com, the creative direct marketing group president, and Huey Reports and Reality Alert. One more time, Craig, how can they sign up for Reality Alert?
Go to electionforum.com.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 as your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation steamrolled Americans in its fastest 12-month pace in nearly 40 years. The Consumer Price Index, an inflation gauge that measures costs across dozens of items, rose 7% in December from a year ago. President Biden, in a planned Atlanta, Georgia speech Tuesday, called on the United States Senate to remove the filibuster and allow a simple majority to pass voting legislation, taking away the state's rights to handle their own elections. Biden's bill would make sure all elections from now on are run by the folks in Washington, D.C.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold. Circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, the answers always stay the same. Maybe someday I will understand. So I'm wondering, got me wondering, where's my promised land?
Kind of feel that way sometimes, huh? As we wander, looking for our promised land. And my prayer is that your eyes would be open, you know, to see the promised land that is before us. Of course, not the glorious promised land ultimately that we will arrive to, but this side of heaven nonetheless, because we do have faith and trust in a God who is eternal, almighty, and all providing and faithful. Just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you back with us. We're going to talk with Steve Baker. Steve is an interesting man, background. He's a journalist and cameraman. In fact, his camera skills got him in trouble because he happened to be at the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. And like any cameraman with an interest of documenting history, that's what he's there for. And as a journalist, of course, he's looking at what's going on from a different worldview. And quite observant, and what he caught on camera and the fact that he was even there got him in a lot of trouble, and I'm going to let him tell his story. Steve, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Good to be here.
So explain to us what happened.
Well, I was just one of those guys who was attracted by the event itself, the spectacle, because I was a blogger, writer, podcaster who had never been a Trump supporter, as a matter of fact, but I was only 4 hours away from D.C. down in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I'm based. Okay. And so myself and another writer decided to go up and observe the spectacle. I sent out a newsletter to my followers or the people that follow my blog a couple of days before and told them I was going to go up. I was going to capture as much on video as I possibly could, and I was going to interview people in the streets, get the reactions to this great revelation that was supposed to happen that day. right. about the, you know, the unleashing of the Kraken or something that was going to overthrow the election results. And, of course, none of that happened. And what eventually did happen is what made the next year of my life quite different.
I bet. Steve, when did you start hearing about the call to assemble in D.C.?
Well, I think that I recall that the initial announcements of that rally were taking place about a month in advance. At least that's when it was on my radar screen.
Right.
And then it was only just a couple of days before the rally itself that there was an announcement on the rally website that there would actually be an additional march on the Capitol taking place at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But everything was behind schedule because Trump was an hour late getting to the stage.
Right, that's what I understand. Yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to be on stage at 11, and he did not take the stage till 11:57. So everything was off kilter. And so by the time he took the stage and by the time we had realized that it was really not quite the event that they had anticipated, and there certainly was no groundbreaking announcements coming from the platform, either from the president or anyone else, mm-hmm. myself and my compatriot who went down there with me, or left there with me, we made our way, started making our way to the Capitol early, and we got there just in time to see the very first unleashing of tear gas and flashbang grenades right. and that sort of thing.
So it was obvious to you that there was no Kraken to be heard at that point. But the reason I'm asking when you started to hear about it is that this should have been on the radar of security personnel, certainly the Capitol Police and anybody else associated with, you know, security. And, you know, because there was a lot of conversation about it. Kash Patel has documented and reported that, you know, 2 days earlier, the president had talked to the Capitol Police and Nancy Pelosi's office saying, look, you know, maybe we should have the National Guard. You know, we're going to have a lot of people coming here. This is starting to create quite the response. And, you know, they act like as if they knew nothing about it and were totally caught off by surprise. How could that be?
Well, I don't believe that they were caught off guard. There were plenty of indications that they had advance notice, enough advance notice to be prepared. First of all, the Park Police, the D.C. Park Police alone, they're tracking how many people are coming into the Capitol region by virtue
exactly.
of air travel and hotel reservations. They knew in advance the people were going to be there. And mm-hmm. as a result of that alone, they should have known what to expect. In addition to that, the FBI well-documented, well-reported that they had informed Capitol authorities as well that there was going to be, and this is a Washington Post January 12th article, said there's the potential mm-hmm. for war that day. So wow. obviously the first thing that I don't see in my camera down at the rally site is a single law enforcement officer of any type anywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm standing videoing tens of thousands of people as far as the eye can see in every direction, and not one single law enforcement officer comes into my camera frame. The entire
see,
wall.
See, what's mm-hmm. right?
What was the
assessment of the people that were there? I mean, it's estimated over 2 million people showed up. Demographically, break it down. You know, what kind of people are we talking about?
Well, it's interesting because I did an actual about a 22-minute video you can find on Rumble where I actually do a mm-hmm. crowd analysis. And at the rally site, now I could not get down into the ellipse because of the crush of people, but we watched the event from the Washington Monument lawn. And I did multiple 360s with my video camera, and not one single time does anyone in any tactical gear or wearing gas masks or carrying shields or any other type of, you know, improvised weaponry ever come into my camera frame. On the walk from the Washington Monument lawn to the Capitol, exact same thing. I did 360 camera panoramas, not one single person of any type that we have seen in the, you know, the massive amount of videos and other photography of the people that were actually ended right. up on the battle lines doing violence with police officers. They just were not there at the rally.
Mm-hmm. Had you attended any Trump rallies other than this one?
No, I had never. That was my very first one.
Okay, so you wouldn't know how to categorize the general population of people that would attend a Trump rally. The reason I'm asking is that based on the video footage that I've seen, this looked like, you know, friends and neighbors. I mean, people that, you know, I could know. I mean, it was every day. It ran the demographic spread. I get that. But by and large, I mean, it seemed mostly typical of a Trump rally attendee.
Oh, it was total middle class Americana, middle America, flyover country America. That's who was at the rally.
Yes. Right. And so the thing that's worrisome is even from the statement that you report from this January 12th report that you cited, that they're saying that this could be a war.
Because when we got to the Capitol, we were coming up on the west side, and as we approached the reflection pool, we could already see that the tear gas was being unleashed. And this was before Trump had even finished his speech. And I know that because I have very, very detailed timelines on my blog that I wrote about what I saw that day. And all of that is extracted from the metadata on my camera. So everything is just dead accurate down to the minute. And so by the time we arrived at the reflection pool, Trump was still on stage, and yet the battle was already engaged up on the Capitol.
Wow. And keep in mind, I mean, this all started. You said Trump was an hour late. So, you had people coming into the area. They said the crowds really didn't really build up till late in the morning, right?
I arrived at the rally site at 9:30 a.m., so early enough to see the... And it was breathtaking, actually. I've never been in a crowd that size.
You were amazed even at that point at 9:30. So all that to say is that the Capitol Police and the powers to be saw the numbers growing, and for them to just sit back and not do anything is it seems manufactured and orchestrated just on its face. It just doesn't stand to reason. I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. We got more from Steve Baker after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance, and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, a little shout out and happy birthday to my dear friend Tennessee Bob. Today is a day that continues to live in infamy since his birth. A fun day, a day that he has to look forward to because his love biscuit wife does her annual dance out of the flaming cake and does her Marilyn Monroe impersonation singing "Happy Birthday, Mr. President." It's quite a sight, and it just has the fans screaming and yelling and praying for an encore. So much fun there. But that's the way Tennessee Bob lives. I mean, everybody wants to be like Bob, and now we understand why. Our conversation right now, getting back to topic, is we're talking with Steve Baker. He's the J6 cameraman who knew too much. I mean, boy, the things that your camera can catch. And of course, you have a blog. He has a podcast. So he's talking to people. And you cannot help but consider, to consider what is going on. But you have to be careful when you offer an opinion, especially that doesn't comport with the accepted narrative, right?
Well, that's exactly the case. Nancy Pelosi last week, she unveiled this new phrase, and I'm quoting her verbatim right now, where she said that these commemorative J6 events were put forward to establish and preserve the narrative of January 6th. So this investigative committee that she's put together is not there to investigate what really happened. It's actually there to establish the narrative.
Well, of course. And then you had the chairman, when he was asked point blank, are you going to talk to Nancy Pelosi about her involvement here? I mean, as the vanguard, I mean, she had the ultimate responsibility of authorizing National Guardsmen, the security. I mean, it all falls on her. And he said, and the chairman said, absolutely not. So right on its face, it tells you they're not interested in really investigating this, because it galls me every time these politicians, we want to make sure that this will never happen again. That's a bunch of bull. I mean, because down to really the truth of the matter, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a 3,500-word blog entitled "Who Was Up the Chain on January 6th," and that was, I published that on February 24th of last year. And in that blog, I walk everyone through that chain of command and exactly what was taking place. Because after I started the process of doing a frame-by-frame analysis of my video, I socked myself away for days after I got home from D.C. Mm-hmm. And all I did for 5 days is a frame-by-frame, spent hours and hours going through that video, and then started seeing things that you can't possibly capture with your own eyes in that, energetic, highly kinetic, violent situation. And so as I started going through that and started analyzing, well, then all the questions start coming up. And so I started asking questions of the experts and sources and that sort of thing. And in that particular blog, I revealed that I knew that there were, in fact, embedded in that crowd, U.S. Army Special Forces operatives, that there were U.S. Marshals tactical units embedded in that crowd. And then here just last week, on the week of the, you know, the new national holiday of January 6th, Newsweek came out with their exclusive, where the FBI sources that they have spoken to revealed that, in fact, that they had compiled several elite tactical units from FBI, ATF, U.S. Marshals, including covert military special ops, that they were staged and ready to intervene if they needed that day. And, in fact, they were there. So the next question is obvious. Why in you-know-what, you-know-where, yes, was that battle even allowed to happen? Why were the first barricades even allowed to be breached? Why were the windows and doors allowed to be kicked in if these tactical units were on site and ready?
That's interesting.
And furthermore, how could the Capitol Police Chief's son not know that they were available? And if he didn't, how is that even possible?
Exactly. Well, Kash Patel lays out a timeline himself about, the process going back 2 days earlier, how the president had advised the Speaker of the House that National Guard would be ready to be brought in. And they said no, and Mayor Bowser, of course, declined as well, said, no, we've got it all under control. And, you know, these are people that are supposed to be on top of all these things. I mean, this is a dynamic deal, and as you say, you knew a month before, at least, that this was coming down. And as the days approximated, January 6th, well, you saw more and more buildup, and, of course, you could you didn't take a genius to understand that people were getting more and more agitated as they were finding out more and more about the lack of credibility of an election. And, that people are going to be upset. And why not? I mean, after the summer of love that America went through, and $4 billion worth of damage, and all these cities that were destroyed, and police officers that were killed and injured, and people injured, what did you think was going to happen? I mean, talk about a dereliction of duty all across the board. But unfortunately, the J6 committee is not interested in doing that. What they're interested in is doing everything they can to invalidate Donald Trump and then use that power. Powerful word of insurrection, Steve. This is a thing that people aren't catching. You know, words matter. And when you say insurrection in legal parlance, boy, that has grand implications to the point that it would invalidate Donald Trump for the rest of his life, ever considering running for an office. I mean, he probably couldn't even become dog catcher if he wanted to, having been convicted of being involved in an insurrection, according to our U.S. Constitution.
And of course, not one single person of the 738 so far charged with crimes related to January 6th have been charged with the crime of insurrection or sedition or treason. Not one.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think they're holding out 14,000 hours of film?
There's certainly a lot of speculation. I have personally not had access to seeing some of that video, but because of my own legal situation, I'm working with attorneys who have seen it as related to discovery with other cases, January 6th cases involved. And the implication is, and this is about as much as I can say about that, is that there are some even more revelatory information that tends to lead one to think that there might have been a lot more coordination, planning, and even rehearsal of the timing of certain of these events that took place that day.
Right. Well, the FBI was before the Senate yesterday, and the representative, the assistant director, knew nothing. I know nothing. I know absolutely nothing.
Right.
You know? I mean, how insane. I mean, it's like that's insulting to the American people. I mean, to be in that position and know nothing, or you can't say anything about your knowledge, your foreknowledge of what was going on, and the participants, because we're getting there's evidence that there were FBI operatives, those that were associated with law enforcement and the Justice Department in some form or fashion that were involved. Of course, the name that keeps coming up is Ray Epps, that I'm sure you've heard about. And Ray Epps is missing in action. I mean, he was right there. I mean, he's caught by many cameras, and it was quite interesting that the people there were smart enough to realize that the fix was in, because as he was trying to get people to do something illegal, they all started yelling, you know, Fed, Fed, Fed. So, you know, kudos to them for seeing that the fix was in, but word did not get out there fast enough to keep the rest of the people who did breach the Capitol or were invited into the Capitol in realizing that they were in a trap.
Well, I'm in the unfortunate place of having or now facing potential federal prosecution for being in the wrong place at the wrong time with a camera and reporting on what I saw. But other cameras caught this individual, Ray Epps, encouraging people to go in and take the Capitol, to invade the Capitol, go inside the Capitol. And he's sitting as a free man at his home in Phoenix right now with security guards protecting him. And,
amazing.
And the federal government not answering questions about who he is.
Of course, he's on, so to speak, witness protection in some form or fashion, brought to you by the U.S. government. And here you are, you know, faced with, you know, with jeopardy. I mean, what kind of effect has this had on you, Steve, and your life?
Well, you know, it took 9.5 months after January 6th before the FBI even contacted me.
And now, you didn't even go into the Capitol, right? Outside.
I did go in. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you did go in.
Okay. I followed the story where the story went. And of course, none of us knew that the story was going to develop as it did that day. But as it did develop, myself, as did dozens of other independent journalists and videographers and photographers, followed that story where it went. And there is the other issue of selective prosecution of these independent journalists who went inside and documented and gave their stories to other sources as opposed to my own, keeping my analysis to myself and being completely independent, that there seems to be an identifiable trend in how they're selecting who they're going to prosecute for going inside that day.
Mm-hmm. So for those that compliment the narrative and the foregone conclusion that they had planned and purposed, you get a get-out-of-jail card. But if you're independent,
correct,
and how dare you report the truth of what happened on January the 6th, then you're in jeopardy.
If your story used the word insurrection and insurrectionists, you're likely not facing federal charges. If your story did not use those terms and then actually called into question those anomalies in the crowd, then you're probably facing prosecution.
Now, you didn't take a selfie on Nancy Pelosi's desk, did you?
No, I did not. I didn't. As a matter of fact, I didn't take a single selfie that day at all. No, that was not me.
Okay, well, good. So you were just catching the news and following it where it led, and here you are. The cameraman who knew too much, Steve Baker, has been with us. Steve, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the time. Bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer.